Time now for our Madison Public Library show with Karen Tilbury. And Karen's in the studio on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Karen?
Good afternoon, Paul. Isn't it gorgeous outside?
Well, I haven't been out very much today, but you look nice and springy with what you're wearing. And
why, thank you. I had to wear one of the scarves that are in the crocheting class.
Well, that's right. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
You bet.
All right. Well, tell us what's happening at the Madison Public Library in Dawson and Cambie as well.
Okay. So as usual, we have a busy month coming up. The adult winter reading program in Madison wrapped up on March 21st. Write your name on your stamp card and bring it to the library by April 7th to see if you are one of this year's top 9 readers who will receive an additional prize. Winners will be announced on April 9th. The crochet classes that are scheduled for Tuesday, today, and Thursday, the 29th, are full with a waiting list, as is the bus trip to the Lake Benton Opera House for Steel Magnolias, which is Friday, April 13th. That one is full with a waiting list also.
Wow. Yeah, the crochet is today and tomorrow, right?
Today and Thursday.
Or Thursday. Today and Thursday. And that's...
Well, it's a beginner crochet class, and we are going to be making an infinity scarf.
Okay.
All supplies are provided. However, if you want something, a special color to go with a special outfit, you need to bring your own skein of something.
And both them classes are full right now, you said, right?
They're both full. Okay. Yep.
Are you looking at adding some classes in the future then?
Well, yes, we're looking at having another crocheting class because we do have a waiting list. We'll see how many people are interested in coming.
Pretty popular event then, huh?
Yes, it is. The arm knitting one that we had a couple of months ago was very popular, too. That one was full, too.
Well, the scarf that you're wearing, the infinity scarf, it's nice and colorful, pink and white.
Pink and white to go with the pink shirt.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, let's see what else we have going on. Freelance author Ellie Berman will present Wayward Women of the West at the Madison, Dawson, and Cambie Libraries in April. From Virginia City's favorite courtesan, Julia Bulliet, to sharpshooter Annie Oakley and frontier figure Calamity Jane, they were outsized characters who conquered hardships to become legends. But not all the legends are true. This presentation was developed by Beeman and Paulette Blair of the Cambie Public Library. Wayward Women of the West will be presented at the Dawson Public Library on Monday, April 2nd at 4:30 p.m., at the Cambie Public Library on Wednesday, April 4th at 4:30 p.m., and at the Madison Public Library on Thursday, April 5th at 6 p.m. In honor of National Library Week, which is April 9th through April 14th, the Madison Public Library will have an open house on Thursday, April 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come meet the Madison Library team, see all of the improvements we've been making around the library, and enjoy drinks and snacks. The Dawson Public Library's open house will be on Monday, April 9th from 3:30 to 5:30. Tuesday, they will have adult coloring. Wednesday, it will be Percy Jackson's Greek Gods Read, and it's for grades 4 through adults, and that's at 3:30 to 4:30. And then there will be crafts all week there at the Dawson Library, paper sun catchers and perler beads with all supplies and directions provided. At the Cambie Public Library, their open house will be on Tuesday, April 10th from 2 to 5 p.m., other events at the Cambie Library for Library Week are Monday, April 9th, adult coloring, 1:30 to 5. Wednesday, April 11th, paper sun catchers. Thursday, April 12th, story time. Friday, April 13th, kids coloring. And Saturday, April 14th, a movie at 10:30 a.m. So all three of our libraries are going to be busy during the week of April 9th to April 14th. Madison will also be hosting a Disney's Coco Day for children and their families on Saturday, April 21st. The fun starts at 10:30. We will screen Coco on the big screen in our meeting room and then make and decorate Coco-inspired rubber band guitars. The Madison Library is going to be starting a breakfast book club, which is for nonfiction books, and a light breakfast refreshment will be provided. The first one will be April 28th from 10 to 11 a.m., and the book will be The Girl with the Seven Names. Okay, we have lots of book recommendations today, so I'm going to go right into them.
All right, this is my favorite part of the show.
Okay, so Deb, our head librarian, is recommending Glass Houses by Chief Inspector Armand Gamache, Book 13 by Louise Penny. When a mysterious figure appears in Three Pines one cold November day, Armand Gamache and the rest of the villagers are at first curious, then wary. Through rain and sleet, the figure stands unmoving, staring ahead. From the moment its shadow falls over the village, Gamache, now chief superintendent, suspects the creature has deep roots and a dark purpose. Yet he does nothing. What can he do? Only watch and wait, and hope his mounting fears are not realized. But when the figure vanishes overnight and a body is discovered, it falls to Gamache to discover if a debt has been paid or levied. And she's also recommending a book called Baby Monkey Private Eye by Brian Selznick. Who is Baby Monkey? He is a baby. He is a monkey. He has a job. He is Baby Monkey Private Eye. Lost jewels? Missing pizza? Stolen spaceship? Baby Monkey can help if he can put on his pants. Baby Monkey's adventures come to life in an exciting blend of picture book, beginning reader, and graphic novel. With pithy text and over 120 black and white drawings accented with red, it is ideal for sharing aloud and for emerging readers. Hooray for Baby Monkey.
Who's reading that one?
That is one that Deb is reading.
Oh, okay.
And then I just finished Fatal Voyage by Kathy Reichs, which is one of the many books on CD we have at the Madison Library. When forensics anthropologist Temperance Brennan joins the disaster mortuary operational response team mobilized to investigate an airplane crash in North Carolina's Smoky Mountains, she literally stumbles on a body part that doesn't match up with the remains of any of the plane's passengers. The leg she grabs out of the jaws of a coyote feeding on the carnage scattered above around the site belongs to an unidentified elderly man and seems to have no connection with the disaster. But an abandoned hunting lodge near the crash site does, although before Tempe can figure out exactly how they're linked, she's pulled off of the demort unit and forced to stand idly by as her professional reputation goes up in flames. When Andrew Ryan, a detective familiar to readers of Kathy Reich's earlier books, appears on the scene, another mystery begins to unfold. There seems to be no trace of two men on the plane's manifest, Ryan's partner and his seatmate, a criminal who was being escorted back to Canada. And now Kathy Reichs is the one who the TV show Bones was based on her books.
Okay,
so Kate is reading Prisoner of Ice and Snow, Prisoner of Ice and Snow Book 1 by Ruth Lauren. When Velour is arrested, she couldn't be happier. Dimavoda's prison for criminal children is exactly where she wants to be. Velour's sister Sasha is already serving a life sentence for stealing from the royal family, and Velour is going to help her escape from the inside. Never mind that no one has escaped in 300 years. Velour has a plan and resources most could only dream about, but she didn't count on having to outsmart both the guards and her fellow prisoners. If the plan fails, she and Sasha could end up with fates worse than death. Lots of recommendations today.
Yeah, for sure.
Catherine, who is our children's librarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was on the show the last time with mm-hmm. Lydia. Yeah.
Yes. Her recommendation is Bad Kitty Goes to the Vet by Nick Brewer. When Kitty is happy and healthy, everything is perfect. She jumps around, eats everything in sight, and has the energy to keep slobbering puppies in their place. But when she's sick, all she can do is lie in her bed. Looks like it's time for this sick kitty to go to the vet. Alice is reading The Raspberry Danish Murder, Hannah Swenson Book 22 by Joanne Fluke. Hannah has felt as bitter as November in Minnesota since Ross vanished without a trace and left their marriage in limbo. Still, she throws herself into a baking frenzy for the sake of pumpkin pie and Thanksgiving-themed treats, while endless holiday orders pour into the cookie jar. Hannah even introduces a raspberry Danish pastry to the menu. And PK, her husband's assistant at KCOW-TV, will be the first to sample it. But instead of taking a bite, PK, who is driving Ross's car and using his desk at work, is murdered. Mm. There are lots of us who like the mystery kind
murder
of things.
Mystery, yeah.
You bet. Lydia, she is recommending A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. When four classmates from a small Massachusetts college moved to New York to make their way, they're broke, adrift, and buoyed only by their friendship and ambition. There is kind, handsome Willem, an aspiring actor, J.B., a quick-witted, sometimes cruel, Brooklyn-born painter seeking entry to the art world, Malcolm, a frustrated architect at a prominent firm, and withdrawn, brilliant, enigmatic Jude, who serves as their center of gravity. Over the decades, their relationships deepen and darken, tinged by addiction, success, and pride.
Okay. Sounds good. How many you got? We got?
That's what I've got okay. for book recommendations. Right. But like I
that
said.
That was interesting.
It's going to be a busy yeah. month in April, just like March was busy.
Yeah. The question on the books, do most of you, do you physically read a book or do you like listening to it on audio books?
Well, you know, most of us physically read books.
Okay.
And most of them actually a book in our hand, not so much a Kindle kind of thing.
Okay, yep.
You know, I've got a Kindle.
The old-fashioned way. Then.
Yes. I've got a Kindle and they're wonderful when you're yep. traveling because yep. then you don't have to take three or four books with.
Right.
But I really do prefer to hold a book in my hand.
Yep.
I do a lot of listening, though, on audiobooks.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You know,
yep.
back and forth to Marietta, not like it's very far, yep. but they're really, really nice if a person is driving or going any distance at all by yourself.
Right. Yep. Then the audiobooks be perfect.
Yes, so, yes.
Right. And you can get them at the library, I bet.
Yes, you can get them at the library. And if you don't, if we don't have one that you would like, we've got all of the resources of the Pioneerland Library System, and we can always go to MinLink to get more. You know, we use both of those a lot for a lot of our patrons.
Okay. All right, Karen, thanks for the information today. Have fun at your crocheting class today.
It should be a blast.
All right. Well, can't wait to hear all about it next time.
Okay.
And where's the library located? Do you have the hours?
Okay, well, our usual hours, and I think I've got them off the top okay. of my top of my head right. now, Paul. Monday, we are open from 10 to 5:30. Tuesday, we are open from 10 to 7:30. Wednesday, we are open from 10 to 5:30. Thursday, we are open from 10 to 7:30. Friday, we are open from 1:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. And Saturday, we are open from 10 to 2.
All right. That's pretty good. You got that off the top of your head.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
You bet.
And, of course, the Madison Library is located right on the end of Main Street here in Madison.
Right on the end of Main Street in an old Carnegie Library yep. with a wonderful addition.
All right. Thanks, Karen. That's Karen Tilbury with the Madison Public Library Show.